We haven't recorded in a while because I'm busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest.
Now, is that something people actually say?
Or? Yeah, I've actually heard that. I feel like for this episode, I can just embrace my inner hick and just let it fly because it's like fitting with the topic.
Boy, oh heck.
Yippity-yow!
What's up, guys? No, I'm kidding.
What's up? Welcome back!
Welcome, everybody, to our newest episode of And Here's Why with myself, Lauren.
And Peachy Cakes.
We're a podcast where thoughts and feelings can be poured out about books, movies, and TV shows that get you in the feels.
We'll be tackling one topic per episode and typically with, but not limited to, guests joining us as well, except for this episode. ..
Because nobody, yes.
No, we just want to like broadcast our feelings on this in an intimate way.
Yeah, now that we're on opposite ends of the country, sometimes we need this kind of alone time.
Exactly. Just like you're hanging out with us and you're not supposed to be here, right?
It can't be that bad podcast. They gave us a little shout out on their podcast, and Alejandro was saying that it feels like he's creepily in a closet while we're recording and talking. So
we're going to have to share that. It was hilarious. Like, I could not help but smile as he was speaking because it just cracked me up.
And I love how Christian was feeling how I was feeling because he's like, bro, when you put it like that, like, that's so weird. And I'm like, yeah, Alejandro, get out of my closet, please. Christian.
Ooh, that was spicy.
Anyways, Peachy Keen, what are we talking about?
Okay, so today we are going to be discussing the Netflix original series, Sweet Magnolias.
Sweet Magnolia. And no, that has nothing to do with the Gaines family. So if you're here for that, just get out now.
Who's the Gaines?
Chip and Joanna Gaines, honey.
Oh, JoJo baby. No. I don't know what I thought you were referring to when you said Gaines.
Were you thinking of some really fit couple that like is sponsored by Gymshark or something?
Gaines, Gaines, Gaines.
That was aggressive. Okay.
That was aggressive. I missed the gym.
So can I just, I'm going to start with what made me continue watching this show from episode one. Okay. Literally just the intro. Cause I'm like, that's Covington, Georgia.
Okay, let me add to that. So when I started it, it definitely looked real familiar, but I didn't realize that until I was prepping. Oh, sorry, that was my dryer. Laundry season. When I was prepping for this, aka 20 minutes ago. Yeah, I was reading Sweet Home Alabama was filmed there too with Reese Witherspoon.
I didn't look it up. I literally just with my eyes was like, that's exactly where I just saw Landon and Hope. This has to be the same town.
We watched season two of Legacies in probably 30 hours.
We are Netflix binger champions, essentially.
Yeah, I deserve an award.
Where's my medal? This will be like probably the only Southern little saying that I can bring to the table. And it's only because I heard Maddie from Sweet Magnolias say it. But gossip runs through this town like grease through a goose.
Oh, Lord.
I literally put that in my notes.
Definitely.
Ew, what?
I was reading my Dead to Me notes on accident because it's like back-to-back pages and I can't.
Tell me why every time that I've laughed, I've sounded like I've been smoking for 30 years. Have you been hearing that or is it just
no.
me? I keep going.
Okay, so episode one starts out, I love Joanna Garcia, what is it? Is it Swisher? What's her married name?
Yeah, Joanna Swisher.
I've loved her since she was on Reba. My Little Nana Shaggy. Always watched Reba. Yes, and I loved her. So when I saw she was in this, I was really excited. But episode one definitely had me cringing like the whole time because of sayings like that. And just the whole like them pretending to be Southern. I don't know. It was just real weird because it almost felt forced. It was just so cheesy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was into it. It just didn't seem natural. I mean, as the season progressed, it definitely, I don't know if I just got disgusted. And I was like, oh, this is so good. Or like if they actually got better, I really don't know what happened there, but I enjoyed it a lot.
I feel like Helen's and Dana Sue's were pretty believable, I guess.
Yeah.
Way more believable than Maddie's. Love her. Definitely. She's a queen, but she kept going in and out of her little country twang. And I'm like, sweet pea.
Hey, man, what in the Sam Hill? Am I right? She's about as useful as a trapdoor in a canoe. No, I'm kidding. I'm done.
No, I love it. Something that I noticed about myself while watching this show, and I hated it. Like, and it's so unfair. I hated Jamie Lynn Spears. I hated Noreen. And I'm like, no, I shouldn't hate her for being the other woman.
We should hate Bill for being a two-timer, a dirty two-timer.
The fact that it was revealed that Bill was basically like giving her all these sweet nothings in her head and basically lied just to get his way into her pants. You can only help but hate him.
That dirty dog.
Little homewrecker.
Well, and two, like, it was weird because she just seemed so Southern. Her accent and everything. And I was like, oh, this seems so unnatural. But actually, I've seen old interviews of like Britney Spears, and they're from Louisiana, and they actually have Southern accents, or at least they used to. So I feel like she's just kind of tapping back into that. I know I get like that, or like when I go home or talk to my mom.
I was going to say, when you are with your family, you go crazy.
Oh, love it. I love it.
Okay, something really funny. I thought that Bill was Floop from Spy Kids. I was staring at his face. I'm like expecting thumb men
to
start coming out of the woodwork. I swear I had to Google it. And when it wasn't him, I felt ashamed.
You're like, I don't even know myself anymore.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact about Lauren. If you ever watch like a movie or a TV show or whatever with her, if she thinks someone is someone, I don't know if that makes sense, but if she thinks she knows who someone is, she will legit like pause it and Google it right then because she's like got to know. And it's insane what she knows about it. Why am I talking about you like you're not here? What?
Lauren left the chat.
I'm so tired. No, but it's really interesting because I feel like you learn so much by doing that. I'm lazy and I forget. And I'll be like, oh, that's so-and-so from something. And then I'll just start telling people that. Someone's like, yeah, no, that's not the same person. I'm like, sure it is.
Well, it's just because I have this weird thing where I like recognizing people in other things because I'm like, oh my god, you're so versatile as an actor. Yeah, I don't know. So when I don't know someone's name, I absolutely need
you're
to
like
look it up.
I want to know you. Whoa, ah.
This might be a little bit of a hot take, but was it just me or did Annie suck throughout almost the whole first season of Sweet Magnolias?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Like, you are such a brat.
I agree.
And I would smack you around.
And yes, same. Like, I would beat my kid in the next week if they act like that.
Too angsty. And to sit right beside her, that would be Tyler because he was a lot.
I mean, I get it. It's supposed to depict like a real family scenario. You know, obviously the divorce has happened and I get that there's some damage done there, but like, I just don't think I like those people in the parts is what it is. I feel like if it were someone else, maybe I could have like gotten behind it.
Go have your little pansy tantrum somewhere else where my eyes can't see you.
We do not have any room for this.
Yeah. But Kyle is adorable. He was the only good part.
Kyle is so cute. Well, and so was Coach Maddox.
Oh, well, yes. Hottie baseball coach for the divorcee is a trope that we love to see.
And how selfish of Tyler to be like, meh, you can't date him, Mom. I'm like, can you just be happy for her? She's like a single middle-aged mom. Let her have her moment. Let her live.
Just because you can't admit to yourself that you're in love with Annie, don't let your mom not go for what she
wants. Don't make her miserable. Yep.
Oh, and I've never wanted to dye my head red more in my whole life than how Joanna Swisher just rocks that red hair.
Okay, yeah. If I ever have redheaded children, I pray they look something like her. How would that happen? I don't know. But if it could...
'Tis not fair.
She's like a real life Little Mermaid.
Well, fun fact for you, the show that I watch, Once Upon a Time, she plays Ariel.
No way.
Swears.
Well, that is very fitting.
Absolutely. I do want to say the only time that I've ever wanted to punch a character in the face.
All right. Tell me more.
When the mayor's wife was being petty as hell and she's like, God smiles on the worthy. I'm like, you shut your mouth. You're not worthy.
And it ain't you, honey.
Yeah, she was such a petty little bee. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, she was disgusting. And two, like, I mean, I've lived in plenty of small towns to know people actually act like that. I will not name anyone by name because I don't know if they're listening. But when I lived in Georgia, especially, oh my gosh, people actually act like that and are in your business like that. And I think that's what I kind of enjoyed about it. I don't know, the small town, just because it's like a been there, done that a few times. A lot of it was so relatable. I think that's what really pulled me in and grabbed my attention was just there were so many things. I was like, oh, I know someone that acts like that, or this is so-and-so in my head. And I don't know, it's just good times, you know?
I feel like I would thrive in a small town like this just because I am petty.
Same. We were born for that. Let's talk about this really quick. I read that for this show, so they obviously had real chefs come on and like teach Dana Sue as she's pretending to chop things or doing things just so it looked like she actually knew what she was doing. But they also had a food stylist come to arrange anything that was going to be in a camera shot that was food. How extra is that? All I could think of reading that was when you go on Pinterest and you're looking for a recipe and everything looks so staged and then you make it, you try and take a picture for like your Instagram story and it looks so
tragic.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so food stylist is like an occupation. I didn't know that. So
yeah, it definitely gave me Gilmore Girls Suki vibes.
Yes, I thought the same thing. Did you see that Sullivan's, her restaurant, is the Mystic Grill?
Oh, yep.
I kind of wanted to throw up.
I was pissed that they changed the name. I think it would have been so good if they used the fact that Vampire Diaries being filmed there as like a little quirk.
I agree. In the old like flashback episodes of Mystic Falls, when the Salvators are still not vampires yet, and like when Catherine comes, like they all have Southern, but very, I don't know, it's like an elegant, like Southern Belle type thing going on, you know? Elena, like no one has an accent. I think maybe the closest one could be Caroline, maybe. Mm-hmm. But Elena's always like, Damon, no! And don't kill my brother again. And just, you know how she is, you know, Nina.
All too well. All but, too well.
I feel like that would be the only plot hole with that is just the town wasn't very Southern unless, you know, when did Vampire Diaries end? Like 2017 or 2016?
Well, and the fact that they decided to make it a town in South Carolina instead of, like, why not just leave it at Georgia? Like, I don't understand.
Oh, well, we could have done it better, but I guess we'll settle for this.
Oh, and Joanna Swisher is actually married in real life to a Braves baseball player.
Say less. Go Braves. Who? Do you know his name?
Someone with the last name Swisher.
Wow, you should be a detective.
An educated guess would say that
your reasoning is insane. Like, wow.
But I just thought that that was cool that they had Cal, Coach Cal, they had him be a former Braves player. So I was like, that's so silly.
Yeah, that's, I mean, and two, he totally looks like he could have been, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely get that vibe from him. But it's sad that he's no longer in the big leagues, so.
Can we talk about how much I love the supporting character of the personal trainer guy that's Cal's best friend? What's his name? Like Trotter or something weird?
Fun fact, though, while we're looking this up. So in my Sunday school class, I forget how we did it, but once you got so many, like you memorized so many Bible verses or something like that, you could get a prize. And we had a bunch of horses because one of the girls I went to church with, she had like, I think she had horses and she had like donated a lot of her stuff, I think. And so I got a bunch of horses and I named one Trots.
Okay.
And I have one named Luigi, too. I don't really know why. So Trots and Luigi.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't like myself. Trotter is his name.
Yep. Wow. I have such a good memory.
Oh, he's in something called Lost Bayou. Not the Bayou by you, but the Bayou by me. Oh, and also, I loved Helen's character.
In my notes, it says Helen is a badass.
I just love how independent she is.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I feel like throughout the whole season, you kind of see Maddie like, all right, mom, you and your paintings, you little hippie. And then I loved the really sweet moment when she unveils the painting after everyone kind of worrying about it and it being so beautiful.
Just made your heart skip a beat.
Exactly. And Maddie was all worried that she was going to see like breasts or something. I don't know. Wouldn't be the first time with Gam Gam.
No, it would not, unfortunately.
Oh, what were your thoughts on Cece's character?
Ew. Okay, Cece was your typical little... Okay, I can't say anything because I totally tried to have a YouTube channel once. Let me back up.
Check yourself.
I know, check yourself before you wreck yourself. No, I hated her in the nicest way. Just because everyone's like... Everyone's asked me to make a YouTube channel when like two people maybe said that you're making up to look good once. Cause definitely been there, done that. And she just gave me that type of vibes. Like maybe a handful of people, probably all relatives, were like, Cece, you're so cute. You should be an influencer. And she's like, say less, goes public, sets it as lifestyle. Oh, gosh.
Scorched.
Want some water for that burn?
That probably won't help.
Crickets.
Maybe some aloe or something. Although, Cece was a little bit better after that punch. After she was like, no, Tyler, don't defend my honor. I've got it. I was like, okay. Like little psycho, and then she just punched Jackson's little stupid mug and I was cheering from my couch essentially.
Yes, honey. I was looking up that actress real quick because I didn't know her either. Her name's Harlan.
I'm assuming her accent was real then with a name like that.
What's her last name? Harlan Drum.
That super cute girl. That's Jackson's little sister when her and Kyle were having that like sort of little date night. She better be okay or I'm gonna rage because she was sweet as apple pie. And I stand by that.
Speaking of Kyle, so we obviously know he's in the car in the accident. I didn't know that these were books until maybe like a few weeks ago. And I was reading about it and it was saying like the car accident didn't even happen in the books. They literally just did that to draw people back in for a second season. I was like, that was dirty.
It worked.
Oh, it definitely worked. And they didn't tell people because everyone was like, oh, we're going to go buy the book and because we want to know who was in the car with Kyle. And no one really said anything as far as like the directors and producers and stuff, because they were like, yeah, it's not in the book, but we want the author to still get some good sales. So we're just not going to mention that that doesn't actually happen in the book. I was like, love that.
Oh, that is amazing. I cannot reiterate enough how much I need my little sweet cinnamon roll Kyle to be okay. And his little cutie girlfriend.
We're gonna rage.
Yeah, it's not gonna be a cute moment if either of them dies. But I feel like that's something that they would do. I feel like they would hit you like that and be like, oops. We're going to drop this death right here. And I'm going to be like, pick that up. I also need answers about that one kid and if Dana Sue is his mom or if he just has those acceptance issues, you know, and sees a motherly figure in her. I need that.
Yeah.
I need that now.
I just don't know what I think. I kind of thought, definitely at first was like, yeah, that's his mom. But then I was like, I don't feel as confident as I did.
That last episode was a whole lot of what in the world's going on here.
Okay, side note. I love that Dana Sue and Helen and Maddie all have their little corner spa together. I feel like we should have something like that. Like if we were prominent people in some little town, maybe our own radio show or something on an AM station. I don't know.
And we can run it out of Miss Frances's house. I did see an article that was like, 10 reasons why Maddie should get back together with Bill in the second season. And I didn't even click on it because I was like, absolutely not.
Heck no.
I would only assume that the arguments would be like, they can repair their family or, you know.
No, screw that. Like, if cheating? Mm-mm. Absolutely not. And to make it worse, because I feel like the show kind of focused on, oh, Noreen's pregnant. And I'm like, what? Like, if she hadn't have gotten pregnant, it wouldn't be such a big deal? Like, no, it's still a big deal. He still cheated. And it's not her fault that she's young and fertile. Okay? I don't like Bill's character. And you could tell at the end of the season, they're trying to make it seem like, oh, poor Bill, he's left with no one. And I'm like, no, forget Bill. He deserves to be alone because he had a good thing and he messed it up. Now Maddie's happy with much better. So just leave her alone and let her live her best life.
Yeah, I was disgusted with how the writers are trying to get you at the end of the season to really sympathize with Bill. He's a dirty two-timer. Like, I'm not going to feel bad for his sadness.
Exactly. I'm like, serves him right. Moving on. What's next? What else is going on in town? Because whatever Bill Townsend is doing, we don't care. We don't want to see it.
Oof. Literally, when he bought Tyler a car, I said it out loud. Like, I'm by myself, sitting on the couch, probably wine in hand, throws Tyler the keys. And I'm like, yeah, because what's a firm father-son relationship like buying love?
Love!
Yep, yep, yep.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think is going to happen in the second season? Like, give me some Raven Simone visions that you have.
If you could gaze into the future, think of life would be a breeze. That was the remix. I forgot what you asked me for a second. Yeah, so I feel like when we tune into season two, there's going to be two things that start the season, or one of two things, I should say. We're either going to tune in and Kyle is going to be on the mends from the accident because we know he was in it. And whoever else was in the car with him is going to be in critical condition. And it's going to be a whole big deal. And I feel like maybe the first couple episodes are going to kind of center around that. Like maybe them visiting the hospital or, you know, just being like, have some charity dance off or something for whoever's in the hospital to pay their bills. I don't know.
Well, hold down.
Yeah, hold down, throw down. Or the second thing, I feel like they might just pick up the season and pretend it was nothing. I mean, since it didn't happen in the books, I mean, it may be something that maybe we jump forward a few months and they're like, oh, back a few months ago when Kyle was in that car wreck, nothing happened and it was fine. You know, I feel like it's either going to be super dramatic or they're just going to brush it off and pretend it wasn't as serious as we're thinking it is.
This show is really slow moving.
Yeah.
It goes tortoise style. So I feel as if it's going to start out right out the gate. They still haven't even talked to Tyler or Annie yet, and they're still frantically wondering where they are type of a situation. They're going to really try and make this show go for like lots of seasons, it seems.
Yeah, I feel that way too. And I was looking up to see if season two like release date had been done, but I guess because of COVID and, you know, it's just uncertain for everything right now. So hopefully we'll know something soon, because that article I read was actually posted. It said like 9 hours ago. So I guess we'll just have to hold on to our bloomers and see what happens.
Well, that's rude.
Oh, Maddie says, while you're busy hanging price tags, Bill Townsend, keep in mind that you aren't worth the skin God spent to wrap your bones in. Dang!
And you sounded 1,000 times more country than she did in that moment, probably. Like, 100%. No hate to her. I love her character, but her accent is something tragic.
Yeah.
When that Maddie Townsend talks, just put my ears in a food disposal and click that button, honey. Now I know why people talk like this. It's so fun to make stuff
it's
up.
It's so fun. I was like, my pop, whenever I call him and my Nana, he's always like, I'll ask him, I'm like, oh, how are you? And he's like, well, I'm finer than frog hair or something. And I'm like, huh? And then I'll tell my dad something, and he's like, you never heard that before? And I'm like, what?
No, Grandpa. Or sorry, no, Pop. Needless to say, Paige, out of all the episodes, this one, you are shining something golden.
I am in my element.
I love it for you.
Thank you kindly. I said that to someone at work today. This older man gave me his transaction slip. And I was like, thank you kindly.
Stop.
He looked at me like, what the heck? I was like, oh, I'm just going to go home now. I'm going to clock out and I'm going to head out.
When I was watching this show, I don't think I've ever felt more connected to you.
Aw.
There was a zipper on your back. I like pulled it down. I stepped into your body. I'm like, it's quite southern in here. Or it's quite southern in here.
Luna's like, I'm out. This is obnoxious. I thought you were going to say, when you were talking about pulling a zipper or whatever, I thought you were going to say like Woody when you pull a string and he's like, there's a snake in my boot. I didn't know where that was going.
Nope, I am talking about climbing into your body with you, so.
Whoa. What, like a polka-dotted fish with two heads? What?
I'm in a very, like, just chugged a pitcher of sweet tea, and I'm trying to
just shotgun some gravy and...
Yep.
Okay, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, go. You best pray! Wow, we had the same vibe.
Once a bulldog, always a bulldog.
Like, I'm gonna whack you with the frying pan, but yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I like the direction. Definitely Helen.
Okay, yeah, that was
I channeled my inner Helen. You best pray. Yes. Who said that quote? Was it Dana Sue?
No, Maddie said it. Maddie said it to
really?
Bill.
Oh, she probably she said like, it like,
you best pray. Blah, blah, blah.
No, let's be honest. She probably said, you best pray. Like, just super American, not even country.
You kind of sounded like a preacher.
Preacher.
Like, you really articulated that phrase, but, you like, it was also a little southern. Yeah, you kind of, like, have to, because we went to a church like that, and we call it hacking. Like, when you kind of, like, after every word, you, like, stop, and it's like, end! Like that, like...
Everyone's sitting in church pews with a hacky sack. What?
No, not a hacky sack. A hacky pasty.
Made him sound like a pastry or something. All right. Where can they find you?
For more premium content, you guys can follow me on Instagram at page.hollandsworth, HOLLANDSWORTH.
Wow. Okay.
That was fast. That was HOLLANDSWORTH. I can't even spell. Your turn. Lauren, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Lauren H. Writes, and you can find our podcast.
Wait, I was going to ask you. Lauren, is there a page for our podcast, ?
You know what? Dang flat, but there is. Let me just...
And they can find it till the cows come home, am I right?
Oh, you are dang tootin'. You can find our podcast also on Instagram at andhereswhy_pod.
And let's just be honest, any post or content that is there, Lauren does it, and she does a great job. I'm formally shouting her out because I literally show up, record, and then I say deuces, magooses, and then Lauren just does her magic.
I'll take that cred. Thanks.
Any other podcasts that are listening, any of our fellow podcasters, podcastinators, if you want someone to edit your videos or your podcast for you and make some make some promos for you, you should pay Lauren to do that because I feel like that'd be a fun little job.
Give me your money.
I want it all. I'm doing some shimmies while I do that.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice. You sound...
I want it all.
You're panting again.
Okay, when you stop it...